You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everybody. Once upon a time, there was just the silver screen. But now there's the big screen, and there's the small screen, and there's the big screen TV, and then there's the itty-bitty web screen, where TV, the entire TV industry, seems to be migrating. Culture critic Mary Beth Williams is here. Is that true? Well, the little itty-bitty screen?
Don't forget about the little screen. Don't forget about your phone. You can watch stuff on your phone,
That's
too.
That's the itty-bitty, bitty-bitty screen.
That's teeny-weeny. Well, here's what I was thinking. I mean, not that being on early morning public radio isn't the gravy train we'd all dreamed that it would be,
Ooh.
Guys.
Be careful. Wow. But, Mary Beth,
you
careful.
Found
Remember,
out.
You are a guest here.
You found out.
But I've been thinking, guys, maybe it's time we all start making good on the dream that we've had since 1994. Maybe we start figuring out how to really make some money here on the internet.
Selling screenplays?
Well, I was thinking about it. You know, first I came up with maybe it's porn, maybe it's cats, maybe it's the Nigerian royal family, but I think maybe here's what it's going to be. How about an action, adventure, musical, sing-along blog? What do you think so far?
Action.
What do you
think? Well, hold on. Action, Wait. Adventure.
Musical. Sing-along, blog. And maybe,
sing-along.
And maybe we get Doogie Howser to star in it. Are you with me so far?
I think it's good. You lost me at Doogie Howser.
No.
You lost me at the sing-along and action.
Think about it. Think about that. That could be a concept. You don't like that? Okay, how about this? How about we get little tiny, like, two-minute cartoon slash ads, and we make them about funny stuff like mad cow disease, and we make money like that. What do you think of that? Can we do that?
Is mad cow disease funny? Not in South Korea. It's not funny.
Riot, we could try that. Or what about if we do...
South Korea is funny. Mad cow disease is not.
Is not? Is that the,
yeah,
is that the litmus test?
The, yeah.
Okay, how about scripted comedy starring two-year-olds pretending to be drunk and verbally abusive.
I love that idea.
Maybe that's the one.
That's the one. Hit. But all these are real.
Oh, it's all real.
Now, explain what's going on in the business and why these pitches are not just sort of dismissed out of hand.
The main reason is because you actually have some big name talent attached to it, and you're actually starting to get some big name money attached to it.
And these are episodic web series.
We call them webisodes.
Webisodes.
Sean.
Yeah. And Webavision.
And Webarama.
Well, let's hear an example. And I've just heard this, but I don't know much about it. You can
Maybe
explain it to me.
Some action adventure comedy?
Here we go.
For every day, there is a night. For every world, there is an underworld. And for every hero, there's this guy.
What do you think? What do you think? That's Doogie. That's Neil Patrick Harris there. He is Dr. Horrible. And that is premiering next week on drhorrible.com. It is a three-part original web musical created by Buffy the Vampire Slayer and Firefly creator Joss Whedon.
It's the
How long is it?
Sing-along blog.
It's a sing-along. It's real.
Oh my God.
It's for reals, and it's deep, and it's going down next week. Yeah, and that is, it's going to be three parts, 15 minutes each, roughly, premiering next week, and then it's going to limited time, and then it's going to disappear, and then they hope it will be available for download, and people will actually pay for it because they
pay for the downloads.
Pay for the downloads because they liked it so
What's
very,
the premise
very...
of the actual, like, you gave us the umbrella description, but what is it about exactly?
It's about a nerdy guy who has a crush on a pretty girl and decides to become a supervillain at the Evil League of Evil. And that's how we're all going to make money on the internet now.
Because she rejects him?
Because he wants to impress her with his evil ways. And it's going to be great. And people who were big Buffy fans, as I was, probably remember.
I really like Buffy.
And the musical episode was fantastic. And this is something Joss Whedon has said he wanted to do for a long time ever since. And so he and his brothers, during the writer's strike last spring, said, well, let's just get off our butts and make something new and interesting during this time.
How are they going to make money?
That's the billion-dollar question. They're going to try and do it through downloads and distribution and hope that the goodwill that they've created with their incredibly loyal, devoted fans will actually pay off. But then we have other people who are getting the money up front and are getting really huge, huge money. And that's what's kind of also interesting as well.
Well, before we talk about the huge money, I mean, it seems to me the writer strike created a bit of a renaissance here in that a lot of these writers got, comedy performers got what they don't get in the studio world, and that is autonomy. Here's our good friend, America's good friend, Will Ferrell, with something that's actually a bit of an oldie on the web. It's a classic oldie, but it's only about a year old.
2007.
Here we go.
Hi, Pearl.
What's happening?
You don't have to raise your voice.
You pay now!
I can give you half.
You pay now!
Hey, don't talk to me like that, okay?
I'm this crap.
Look, I thought I was clear in my email that I needed a couple weeks.
I worked too hard.
Can I just get 2 more weeks?
I want my money.
You need to relax.
Like, as a mother myself, nothing is better than a verbally abusive toddler. That is just as good as it gets. That's Funny or Die, which started about a year and a half ago, Will Ferrell and his friend Adam McKay. But again, the writer's strike really created this influx onto the site of other performers, writers, comedians, people like Judd Apatow, putting up original content there. And that is changing the web. People are saying, you know what, here's a place where we can go. I want to get over to this other big deal that's happening, saying here's where we can go and we can say the things we want to say and we can create things the way we want to create them and maybe even make truckloads and truckloads of money.
So quickly before we go, who's got the huge upfront money here?
It's Seth MacFarlane, creator of Family Guy. He just got the biggest deal ever for original web content.
Man can do no wrong.
He's got the cavalcade, his cavalcade of cartoon comedy coming in September.
Really?
It's being funded through Google AdSense, Media Rights Capital, and he's going to make a lot.
Wow.
It's going to be the highest paid.
I, however, can do wrong if I don't get to Femi.
We'll get to Femi
over here. So, Mary Beth, so sit tight there. We'll be right back. The tiny little screen. What TV do you watch on the web? You can reach us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. And now, headlines from our own Femi. Okay.
Thanks, John. 20 minutes to the hour.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.